GM John Swan, and I want to keep today's banter tight. Just grab it. Keep it tight.
Dude, do we really want to keep it tight? Because that's why like 20% of the people listen to us for banter reasons, John.
Yeah. I disagree with that. I think it's like 50%
for the
at
banter.
Least.
Okay. People like banter.
Yeah. Yeah, of course they do. I'm not saying they don't. But now Kelly's just trying to keep it going longer. I see what you're doing there, Kelly.
I like the banter. It's fun.
I do too.
It's the only time we get to catch up with you guys.
Yeah, that's right. We don't actually catch up beforehand.
We all like hate each other in real life, and then like yeah. it makes us talk to each other.
Yeah. Exactly. Then,
like, it's corn appointed time that we have to spend
it's
together.
It's corn appointed.
This show is corn appointed.
That's too good. You all
You're
are
legally
best.
Obligated GM, John Swan.
Half our listeners are also court appointed to listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, parole officers.
Yeah. That's so, it's so good. This is my that community is service time. Look, question about your characters. Get into the mindset. I know it's kind of early. We haven't had banter. Feels a little raw, but just. Question.
I don't like that this has not been prepared, but go ahead.
What have you enjoyed most about your characters?
What's that?
What have you enjoyed most about your characters?
I think what I
what
most
like,
enjoyed was knowing how Kevin feels when you just sort of like get railroaded into like a personality or something. Like Boom just became a desk destroyer. I never intended this to be the thing. Like, and now I can relate to Kevin in this way too, so it's good. Yeah. Although I guess that happened with Thaddeus too. He's not like some
yeah.
making him do a cowardly kitty, which he is not. But yeah. I like blowing stuff up. I mean, like, I like that, and I like the cigars bit because, you know, good for a mouse to have a cigar. I feel it's kind of cute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
I can't wait to smoke your first cigar with you, like for real.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we should do that in person in Indiana.
Wait, you've
let's
never smoked a cigar?
No, I have for sure, but I've never done it with like you all. So,
oh.
And I don't smoke them often, so I'll just make a special occasion of it.
I'm down.
I'll have a cigar.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Like one or two a year.
That's
maybe.
Basically
maybe it's gonna be
like one a year.
Yeah,
it'll be
as long as you you're wearing mouse ears when you do it.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
That's court ordered as of now.
Just swing by Mousetown on the way over, grab it for you.
Oh, that's right. You live in Florida. I don't know how far you live from Mousetown, but please do.
What is Mousetown?
Come on, man. You know what?
Oh,
you know what Mousetown is.
There it is.
For those of you listening, there was a visible light bulb above Kevin's head.
Yeah.
That just like, bing.
His lights actually flickered in the back.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
there was still waiting on that upgrade from Apple for the reactions for when somebody's just like,
I saw that. Yeah. First, you need the Neuralink, and then it will tell you when.
Yeah.
Got it.
My daughter does this now. She does the hands up, like I don't know, which is really
cute.
She doesn't know when to do it. She just kind of does it. But no. Yeah. Sorry, there was a Facebook post the other day about somebody found three mice in their Jeep when they started it up for the first time over, since the winter, you know?
Yeah.
And they were like, what should I do with them? And one of the replies was like, we have enough mice in this city, just dispose of them. And I was like, oh, all right.
Wait, what?
So that's when you said Mouse Town, I was thinking like there's a town in Florida completely infested by mice, and which is also plausible.
Could be really cute if it's run by mice.
Right. Well, surprisingly, mice don't really, like, you don't find mice infestations down here.
No.
It's all
too hot.
Reptiles and roaches.
They get eaten by, like, all the reptile infestations.
Yeah, there's too many
cockroaches.
I think they get eaten. I think they're low enough on the food chain where they just don't exist.
The pythons just kind of take care of that for us.
Vinny, is it true that, like, okay, I have a question for you as a Florida person, and I'm going to stereotype you, but, like, is it true that, like, baby crocodiles sound like laser bolts? Okay, because I've seen videos.
They're alligators.
Alligators, yeah, they're like, pew, pew, pew. Like, that's how they sound when they open their mouths. First thing. Also, have you ever found one in your toilet before?
Have you ever found...
No, I've never found a reptile in my toilet.
Have you ever been surprised by a swamp puppy or an anaconda or any other type of reptile, python, whatever?
I've been surprised by, like, a cottonmouth, like a water moccasin before.
Yeah.
Because they're like...
What the fuck is that?
So, a water moccasin, they call them water moccasins because they're water snakes, but they also, like, you really don't want to step on one, otherwise you'll probably lose your leg or die.
They're super venomous.
Very highly venomous. Cottonmouths are what they're also known for, because when they open their mouth, it looks like they've got cotton balls, because that's how fat their venom sacs are.
Yeah,
they just hit.
And they swim.
They swim.
They're the worst snake ever.
And they're all over
They're
Florida.
Triple threat.
So, like, you really got to be paying attention when you're just walking in the yard after a heavy rain, because they're water snakes and they go where the water goes. And so, just be careful.
Just have a squishy lawn and they're just chilling out there.
Yeah.
Well, I have another question. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Sure.
Does this question relate to what your favorite thing is about your character?
No, it's about shoe horse crabs. Sorry, John.
Shoe horse crabs. And the blood being harvested from them.
Don't forget the manatees.
Well, that. From but the I'm shoe wondering horse if Vinny's crabs? Ever eaten one, because I've heard that some people eat them in Florida.
No, I've never. That's never been on a menu.
No.
I was on the phone with someone from Florida, and she was very upset, like, when I asked her that question. Because she was like, customer service person? Sorry, she asked me, how's your day? How's it going? And I was like,
it's your response was, do you eat horseshoe crabs?
No, she asked me where I was. She was like, I'm like in California. And she's like, oh, how's it going over there? I was like, it's fine. And like, how's it going over there in Florida? And she's like, oh, it's good. And then I proceeded to ask her, like, have you ever eaten a horseshoe crab? And she was like, no. It was like, did not like that.
Do you know they use their blood in, like,
pharmaceutical research?
For pharmaceutical research.
Do you know their blood is bright blue? It's like, it's so it's beautiful.
It's the milk
blue
from Star Wars.
It has a high copper content, I believe.
That's
crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. So my favorite thing about Cecil is that he has
his blue blood.
He has Reach and Swarmer. So I really optimized him to be like a frontline combatant, but like not a strong combatant, more of just a useful combatant. And I'm kind of digging that.
So okay. Not frontline, but capable.
So your favorite part of your character is that it doesn't suck.
That speaks to fucking will save right there, is that our characters usually aren't good at things. So then, like, I guess, like, that means that, like, you just had the joy of being competent at something.
This is
like,
unfair take.
He's not wrong. Will always incorporates really good synergy. Everyone else is just like, yeah, this will be fine. This will work. This will be great. Yeah,
I try.
And then we put the party together.
My efforts are always in vain.
Yeah.
All of our party makeups are terrible.
with Rick, I was like, oh, I'm going to build this quick draw sharpshooter guy. And then it turned into, like, I had to be the frontline person. So I was like, oh, now I got to rebuild into that. But I can't just, like, start over.
This is why Will saves our ass. Because, like, it's not even Will's character. It's always Will's peripheral shit. He'll just be like, I created a briefcase that can do God tier somehow. Yeah. And it's going to, like, take care of everything that everyone else can't do. Because
because my drone just does that, right? No.
Exactly.
Well, it does. The best part about Will is that he does it by the rules. No, Kelly's like, hey, I've got this summit grenade that is
now,
invincible.
Hold on. We're being positive and talking about compliments right now.
Whoa! Order in the also, court here. Order in
we're
the
gonna
court.
We're
going to
be assholes.
Okay.
Kraut shouted out today. Kraut whatever. And he insulted your British.
Kraut.
He was like, I was listening to episode 78 or whatever, 87. And he talked about how seahorses are dumb, Kevin. All right. Remember your seahorse bit?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. All right, Will, for having a seahorse.
Any thoughts on your NanoVenture character?
All right. Is that a question?
Actually was a question, yes.
The question was, what have you
enjoyed
most?
This opportunity to, because I just want to reiterate, John, you approached us and you were like, play a character totally different from any other character you've played before.
I think you should. It's fun. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to choose a female character. I'm going to choose a human. And it's going to be an operative and just a class I haven't played in Nanosite because we had to.
I love it. You went for it.
Yeah, you're killing it, man.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't do that. You guys still played soldiers.
No. He's a grenades first guy. That's what I was doing.
How is but you have to be a soldier. Different? Anyways, I just wanted to point that out.
This feels a little bit like Judge Judy. You know, the cases that I'm hearing here are starting to get off the rails.
I would take it more to heart if Bernice said it, but yeah. You know, some people are saying it. Like,
yeah. It's a great assault. I get it.
I take issue with that. I'm playing. I've never played a low charisma character before.
Okay,
And I think that's been fun.
Very
to
sure.
Just like lean right. into a little bit.
Okay, maybe I'm just singling out two people. But
yeah. I do grenades. That's totally different from like shooting and missing all the time.
I
the
was
grenades
shocked
actually
when Kelly came in as a soldier too.
Right. Vinny is playing a
I'm playing
evolutionist,
an evolutionist, which like was no way done. Out there for me.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. That's really fun.
Yeah.
It's just fine. Like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna make this thing out of my hand.
The nanosite things are cool.
They are.
Yeah.
I could totally see, like, if I were actually I could see Kev's character taking on more like nanosite stuff. Rick, is this like all a sequence? Like your nanosites existed in all of us.
There is a theory by some will save people. I won't give it away, but there's some stuff that's floating around, sort of related.
There
to
is.
That.
You can find
when
it.
I say will save people, some of the willing have brought it.
The
up.
Willing. We love.
Maybe
you.
We'll. Maybe we'll get to find.
And if you
want to
join the willing, you should join our Discord and consider going on our supporting us on our Ko-fi.
Wait, what's the Discord address?
It's Discord.
willsavethepodcast.com.
As opposed to shop.
As opposed to shop.willsavethepodcast.com for all your Will Save merchandise needs.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Coffee.willsavethepodcast.com.
Any way you
can imagine.
Yeah.
And then
except with like, don't do like Cyrillic characters or anything like that. Just English, Latin. Characters
and don't write onlyfans.com/willsavethepodcast. That I don't think that works.
Yeah,
not yet.
Not yet.
It's
our goal.
It's
no,
just
it's
feed
not.
Pics, to be honest. Sorry,
we did say that we're trying to start a second show on our coffee, right? So you know, could be anything,
and that we were gonna go live more often. That's
you know, we'll save the hot tub. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
five left feet.
Five left.
You know that one jacket that we have or whatever with like the five of us lined up? Like
yeah.
It's just the feet though.
It's just me.
It's just the whole portrait.
It looks like a Monty Python.
Do you still have that guy's number?
Yeah, let's fly to Scotland again and have him do that.
No, he'll do it over Zoom. We just pull our feet up to the Zoom.
Sit up Chucky B.
He did hours over Zoom when we first talked to him, so he could easily do our feet over Zoom.
It's easy. He's talented. Super talented guy.
I think we need to explain this a little bit. So, like, the silhouettes that we have of the five of us in a row, you might have seen on our coffee or
elsewhere.
On our elsewheres, yeah. That was done by a man. The five of us were standing in a line, and a man used tiny scissors
in an old Scottish manner.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, he was really talented.
It was very talented.
He still is, as far as I know.
RIP.
Rest in Port Patrick.
By the way,
this is how rumors get started.
We have the right after he did ours, he dropped dead. So like we have, if you want the original, we'll auction off.
This is not true. This is fabrication.
None of this is true.
For comedic purposes.
He was like, it's
Charles
my life's mess
is alive and well.
I can.
He was just so beautiful. He was so moved.
Any resemblance to persons real or imagined is purely coincidental.
Exactly.
Wait, what's Vinny's? We didn't even talk about Vinny's game.
He just likes playing. I think is what I've heard.
Yeah. Tell us, and then we need to get started.
I have really enjoyed playing Evolutionist. That I think I will visit again because it's one of those like throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. Yeah, I think this would be cool. How can I do it within the rules? And Evolutionist is flexible enough to be like, yeah, just, you know, roll this and you're good. So it's led to some fun narrative moments. Being called the hammer is fun. And, you know, having a giant electric hammer come out of your right hand is also just like, I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I like Nico.
It's cool. I enjoy your New York-ish accent. I like it.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah.
I enjoy your Russian mobster accent.
Thank you.
His Morrow accent.
Yeah, his Morrow accent that no one else from Morrow has.
It's a backstory, I swear.
You haven't told me what that part of the backstory is.
He spent time on a sturgeon fishing vessel in deep space. Ran by some Russian alien.
Yeah. John, how tight was that banner for you? Did you enjoy how tight that was?
Yeah, that was our longest yet. 19 minutes. Thank you for that, Kelly. That was great. We're not going to cut any of it.
Kelly, you really just hit him with a, was that good for you?
It's like the first time where someone's like, actually, I think it was a bit too long. I think we should have gone short.
You know, maybe start with a little bit more
just Kelly
intro into the banter before.
Yes. I'll just leave the money on the dresser, Kelly, and you can leave. It's all good.
My first ever Kevin spit take. I'm so honored right now.
I held in the spit, and then it went back to my throat. And now it burns in my chest.
That's what she said. That's fine.
Should have taken those vaccines, man.
All right, let's get playing.
Let's get into it.
Nah. We'll do it live.
All right, where were we? Something was going to grab your neck.
I got it, Kev. I got it. Let's do a thorough recap for you all, since you're so far afield, and we need to bring you back into Starfinder and for our listeners. The coast has been sailed smoothly, as they say.
I'm sure they say it exactly like that.
It's an old Morrow saying. Goes back thousands of millennia. For our small town heroes, the Special Tactics and Raid Squadron, or STARS team. At their recognition ceremony earlier today, they were introduced, unfortunately, to an unlikely group called the Integrated Future Front, a cult reading the descriptions of a utopian future brought back by time travelers and working at any cost to make this future real. They ambushed your recognition ceremony. They stole your thunder.
Time-traveling space commies.
The cost this time was the life of the CEO of Ringworks, Leora Huxley, and the life of a STARS team member. So you all suited up to kick some ass, and you all swiftly disposed of the low-level cult members waiting at the new Ringworks offices. Why were they so easy to knock out? Did they know that they may die? Relentless, the SARS team discovered Leora's private office attached to her corporate office. And they also discovered her affiliation.
Don't bring your work literally to your home.
Huge red flag. I designed that on purpose, clearly. And her affiliation
this whole
with the singularity.
Side adventure has been a commentary on work from home.
That's all I wanted to do.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure 80% of us work from home.
And the 4-day work week, right? That's all that we're trying to get to. 4-day work week. And the 4-day work week, that's it. You discover her affiliation with the Singularity Conservatory, a school for precogs that's located on the edge of a black hole's event horizon. You discover a secret door behind her fireplace, leading to a library of lore about Ringworks. You leaf through early ship models, early business records, and the biography of one CEO in particular, Mycroft Black, a pivotal figure in the company's history. Along with this is a calendar highlighting the dates of previous abductions that you all had solved and today's date. You venture deeper and find a secret room with a large portal guarded by more IFF agents and their leader, Leora Huxley. She informs you of your unfortunate condition, that you were given nanobots that contain Mycroft Black's memories, and the transference of your nanobots into new bodies means Mycroft Black can return stronger with all his memories and now the skills that you all have developed. The devil's bargain, though, is that even though your characters' bodies will die, your families will be looked after forever into this utopian future sunset. Of course, you all are like, no, I'm going to refuse that. And the battle starts. Leora, Kara, you traded kind and also insulting words before Leora blamed you for this outcome and cast a spell on Cecil. You retaliated, Kara, by tripping the once thought infallible, get it, infallible, Leora Huxley. And Migo deals a crushing blow to her while on the ground. And we ended with the Vesk agent looking to hit or capture Migo with this sweet grappling forearm. Kelly, you had a question.
I was just, you said something in the beginning.
I said a lot.
You're like, yeah, you did. Good. You were like, did they know they were going to die?
It was good for me. Thank you, Kelly.
I was just wondering. That's all I wanted to hear.
Good.
Did they know that they were going to die? And I have no idea if that's like related to like the whole precog thing. Like, cause it seems like you've been bringing this up a lot. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just sort of think it might become like,
I don't know what you mean.
Real safe world.
I don't.
Oh, well, fine. All right. Maybe that's just my arm. Like, yeah,
I'm not sure. No,
it all comes back to Roland.
I'm with you, Kelly.
Because,
I'm with you.
Because like I'm worried. Like I'm wondering if Roland is still alive. It's just
John's
like,
doing something sneaky and nefarious and not letting all of us know what's on his mind.
Yeah, there you go.
The threefold conspiracy and any associated content is one of the most straightforward adventure paths ever written. So I think there's nothing
totally
to worry
is.
About.
I just feel like you're like dripping in precognition stuff, and like I wonder what it's going to mean. The larger will save universe. That's
it's
all.
A good question.
I don't know if you should.
Well,
the
precog thing in Rolu, like it, we don't know what time this takes place.
Yeah,
like this could be before Rolu passed away.
Mm. Yeah, I just feel like precog stuff is like a big theme. That's all, and I like it.
But also, like it's
noted.
There's only 5 precogs in the entire universe, right?
I did not Rolu know that. For
what?
Real.
That what is this shit?
That was sarcasm.
Yeah,
that was is that like
Kelly? I truthfully like the way you're thinking, and yes, there are connections, as in most of the things in the threefold conspiracy and our associated anthologies, right? That there are connections to the wider story and the wider world.
Also, Leora Huxley is known as Leora.
I forgot. That was the most important part of my whole recap. That I should have mentioned.
The number 2 title or number 1 title. I don't know. Maybe it is the title of this.
Maybe it's the title of this episode.
It could be the title of this episode. It probably shouldn't be for, you know, like...
spoilery reasons?
Yeah.
Parental advisory reasons, yeah.
I mean, we can just put some alt characters in.
Fuxley with a PH.
There it is.
We have to make it somehow.
Let's get into combat. We ended with this Vesk coming up. I'm going to bring you guys over to the map. Bada bing, bada boom.
Shibboing.
We are looking at Leora Huxley on the ground, prone in the center, standing above her is Mego 7. Next to Mego is Kara Valtara. On the other side of Mego is this Vesk IFF agent. And then we have another Vesk IFF guard. To the south, we have Archie, who is chilling over in the corner, taking footage of everything. And then we have Cecil and Boom standing close to the entrance. And up above on a little platform, there's a Yosoki IFF agent. Taking away.
Nice.
This Vesk comes up, swings after shooting out this like two-handed pull arm with this kind of grappling pincers on the end to possibly grapple you or hit you. Which one are they going to do? Mego, I think I'm going to roll with this one. Let me make it a private self-roll. There it is. They're going to come at you. And with a 15, which I don't believe is going to hit against your case.
Swing and a miss, good sir.
Swing and a miss. Swings past you. Just you lean out of the way. Feels like it might have been pretty close. So yeah, you definitely move. Like it was going right for your head. And then they are going to take a guarded step over. Next move. Let's go through here. It's going to be Boom. What are you doing? Leora is on the ground. Kara and Mego are starting to fight against Leora and this guard. You have one Yosoki up top, and you have one Vesk over on your left to the south. What are you thinking?
So Boom he reaches into his cheek, and he goes, and he pulls out like one of his many beautiful grenades. And it's another electric guy. Dose, and then he throws it at the Vesk.
Nice,
yeah, in below, like just
to the south,
below Leora Huxley.
Yeah,
south.
Okay,
yeah. So he does, and then because he can do this all at once, he tells Electric Guy to. He's like, wow, I was almost here for a second. I was thinking of Electric Guy. He's like, right, make sure you do great. Electric slam. What the fuck is the name of that attack again?
Slam.
Also, you do need to roll to make sure that you hit where you're going to hit.
Yes.
And not roll a natural one.
It's important here because if you miss, it could go right over the edge.
Could go ting, 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 and be gone.
That is true.
That is very true.
So cool. So he needs to roll. That's right.
Yes, he does. It's a central component of the game.
We do at,
yeah, it's a
at this table.
There's a lot of infrastructure and rule set to support.
Yeah, the dodecahedron balls. Just balls. Like you throw it at something, and then when it stops,
correct. Hold on,
where it stops, no one knows.
You'll have to work.
Yeah, yeah, but like, for sure.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yes, yeah. Kev, I see you.
What? Mine's not a dodecahedron.
It's a clock. Nobody cares.
No,
I care. I love these things.
I know you do.
We know.
I know when I'm editing every app and I hear ting, 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 ting on top of everything you say. as you're throwing them on the desk, just use them like, yeah. Kelly, as Kelly gets closer to his screen,
keep
what
talking.
Is your role?
Because what?
Yeah, because what?
Because Kelly has been like, he's been thinking that he really wants to like be good at rules now. After much consideration,
who is this?
Trying to read.
I don't know the who rules I am. On. I feel like I had a split personality like thing happen. And so now I'm trying to do this. So yeah, I'm trying to read the rules so that no one has to correct me. That's what I'm trying to do.
We can also assist you, Kelly.
Yeah, dude, it's cool.
You just admit that you don't know.
We are your friends.
But I want to be... Thanks. I like to have
roll,
friends.
Roll a throw.
I just don't want to get mocked in the rules and mistakes channel anymore. All right. That's sort of, all right. So
the shame. The shame comes from there's the no rules one quite and mistakes like the willing. Channel.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no one quite like the willing to tell you you're wrong.
But also true. True. Paralegals.
It's true. You know, it's nice knowing when you're wrong. I like to be corrected. Just me too. Just for the record, for anyone interested in listening, it's an error in my thinking that I'm getting out of my head when I'm getting corrected. That I never have to, assuming that I remember in the future to follow. The
try
same
and
role.
Make mistakes once. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
Wait, totally.
So what's your, where are you kind of what trying to do? No, hold on. So, I just assume I'm going to be wrong. So basically, I'm going to do an attack. So this is a grenade.
Yes.
And a grenade, it's a thing that you throw. I'm explaining this so that I know.
It's a DC
so,
five like, when if you it's do within that, the range.
AC five. Right,
so, I know. So like it's a ranged attack. Mm-hmm. You have to meet DC 5. I'm saying this so that everyone
you
knows.
Have a thrown attack on and then on if Hero it's Lab further in than the attacks column.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Awesome. So,
right.
If you,
do we like, have I a think, neat tool for grenades?
Well, there's all right, hold on. Just let me throw. I'll throw the grenade. So, like, I'm explaining this so that everyone knows that I'm thinking of the rules. That's the only reason why I'm sounding this out.
Copy. All right,
cool. Okay, so okay, I basically know that I have to like beat a 5, and I beat an 8 with my like range attack. So
how that beats it. What corner are you aiming for?
Exactly. Yeah. You target an intersection of squares.
But it wouldn't matter at this rate, right? Oh yeah, it would matter based on the range. So he's gonna like do it right between Leora and the Vesk. Yeah.
Okay, but there. Which corner?
Yeah, you've got to pick the corners to choose from.
The one towards Leora Huxley.
Okay. Copy.
So then I think you would have to beat a 10.
So Boom is going to move closer.
I guess he could.
What's the range increment for grenades? Because I thought that was 20 feet.
It's 20 feet.
It's minus plus, 2 for every...
Yeah, plus 2 to the AC.
Got it. It's plus 2. Square. It's not double. So an 8 would just get you there.
Yep.
All right. So that's
Boom the does. More you know.
You throw it. Good collab on the rules, y'all. You throw it, and this lightning elemental comes out.
Hey, guys!
Yeah, that's what there you go. I love it. I love that voice for him.
Hey, guys!
How y'all doing, bro?
Whoa!
Are we going to the water park?
I love water. I can go everywhere. Look at all those children in that pool.
Get out of the pool now. Get out of the pool. So now speaking of rules, I'm just saying these things because I want to know. So then like, because I'm turning over new leaf right now. Uh-huh. So then we have Mito 7 on one side of Leora, but it's not completely the opposite side from Electric Guy.
I'm listening.
So I'm she's curious. Not, you're not she's flanking. Not. She's not flanked, right? Because like it's not directly across.
I think working. I'm gonna have to look up flanked, but I think she might be.
No.
Yeah.
It has to be, directly across. Yeah. You have to draw a straight line from corner to corner.
So if you were in the other corner, and that's though.
Because she can draw. He can draw a straight line from the top left corner to my bottom right.
But it doesn't go straight through the middle of the. I forget the exact verbiage. But you have to. It's the exact opposite side.
Yeah, I'm prone. Yeah.
I mean, she's prone, right?
She is prone, so you're gonna get a bonus to any melee attack that you do to her.
Okay, cool. All right, well,
I like it.
Yeah, he'll just do the attack that I'm going to remember right now, because he's an electric elemental, and that means that his electric attack is. please cut this part. It's a little too.
It's good. No, it's happening.
Electric element, lightning elemental, and my computer's so slow right now, and that means that its attack is lightning strike. That's what it is. So he slams Leora Fuxley.
Ah, okay. You're attacking Leora.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Pops out, gonna attack Leora. Love it. Mm. Okay. And what's your roll?
Here we go.
If Leora starts convulsing under this electricity, would she be Leora Buxley?
That's kind of a stretch. It's good. What's your attack roll, Kelly?
I'm trying to roll it on the lab.
The lab.
So, it's right now.
Do you want me to roll?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Because it's not working.
What's the modifier?
I really wanted this to go smoothly. It doesn't say. It just doesn't say. This is why I suck at the rules. It does not say anywhere.
Jolting Surge as a spell-like ability. So let's just look up Jolting Surge. That's what you're doing, right?
No, I'm doing Lightning Strike.
Sorry, Lightning Strike.
It's a level one, right? It's probably like plus four.
I thought it was a little bit higher than a level one, though.
It might have been.
What's the tier grenade of the grenade? Mark what? I thought that it was a mark two, so it's level two.
Yeah, it's a mark two.
It's got to be at least a level two, then.
Yeah. Okay, so lightning strike, half electricity damage and half bludgeoning damage. It's interesting. I don't see anything here
this
about
is what
damage.
Adam's talked about where they like... You have a base character, and then you graft onto them. And I've never looked into that.
A summoning grenade, right? Mark two.
Yeah, it's a mark two summoning grenade. I'm looking at the lightning elemental stuff, and I just don't see anything that talks about that. It just says a lightning elemental slam deals half electricity damage and half bludgeoning damage.
Yeah,
so
I see that.
You must be going against
I mean, there has to be some sort of either save or DC.
Yeah, you're
against
right.
It. Wow, this is really interesting. This is really... Yeah, it's a template graph.
Now we're in my territory. We could just make it up. Like,
hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah, wow, there's just nothing on this.
Yeah.
How did we get away with this last time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I think
Kelly made up the rules.
Yeah. It's on... It's not even in, like, a regular... Like Alien Archive or anything. It's on Starfinder 13 Firestarters, right. Page 57.
Right. Summoning Grenade, Mark 2.
It's a summon creature, caster level 6. So it's a 6 level spell. So you have to look up the spell. This is an
annoying spell grenade. Level and a caster. So yeah, wow, this is deep.
Oh my
summon
god.
Summon creature, Starfinder. Woo! We are really just exhausting this whole thing.
I just look up the attack then, right?
What is it? Somebody play the second level music for this episode.
Yeah. You summon one creature from your selection of creatures from the second level summoning list. Where's the second level summoning list?
Just to get an Electrovore.
So...
Yeah. There is no lightning elemental on the second level summoning
list. No. Hold on.
Just be elemental. And then
it does specifically say air, earth, fire, or water.
Yeah, and they're small. It doesn't say lightning.
There is one on Firestarters, page 57.
I thought I read that you could use any elemental.
There is such thing as a lightning elemental, but there is not. It's not on the summoning list.
And it's a small elemental.
Small.
How did he get a character sheet for it?
I don't know, but we're finding it now.
Okay, here is summon creature. So the grenade does summon creature, and this is the summon creature spell. If you scroll down to the second level table, you can choose from anything on that. Once you choose from that, you go to the elementals page, and there is a small elemental on this page.
Yep.
And then that gives you your base skills and...
Slam plus 9.
Right. And then you go to the graft, and that tells you flavor of each of those things.
That's fine. I'm happy to have you keep an lightning. It's fine, because I think that's cool.
Just graft it as lightning. That's fine.
Had it before. It's all good. Let's just move through that, and now we know it's for this spell. It's all good.
Difficult hunting down all of these. This is why. It's so much work to maintain all
this. To be fair, people have complained about summoning in Starfinder. Yeah.
They say that Starfinder is an easier version of 5e.
No one says that.
3.5 maybe.
Okay, so your two hit is a plus 9.
Let's go back to the old system.
Your two hit is a plus 9.
All right.
I rolled a number for you, and then your damage is 1d6 plus 5. So I rolled a 6, so plus 9 is a 15. That doesn't beat her AC.
Even with the minus 4?
Yes.
What? Erroneous.
But we have identified that you do have a lightning elemental at level 2 with the stats. And I
have identified that you're sus.
I tried this time, and I'll try again next time, and I'll know more about the rules of the thing that I'm going
love
to
it.
Do.
Yeah.
Like I said, new that leaf, sounds good. in the progress of being turned over. So I appreciate your help this time.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Got you.
All right. Do you want to do anything else with your turn as far as a move action or anything else?
Kelly, do you want to do anything else with your turn? I'm very curious about this answer since you're following the rules now.
Well, I mean, I wasn't prepared for this.
Well, so throwing the grenade was the standard action.
Which means...
And where was the grenade when you started?
It was... What do you mean, where was it when I started? What does that mean?
Where was the grenade when you started your turn?
In my hand. No, he took it out of his cheek. So this is a movement action.
There it is.
Yeah, see.
Do you want to do anything else with your turn? The answer is...
No, because I can't do anything else with my turn.
Yes! It's good.
Kelly's learning. I love it.
That's all good.
Right.
Love it. Love it. Amazing.
It only took 160
that win. Can we get an applause from the audience, please? Yeah, that's good.
I love you, Hooray! Kelly. I love you.
Yay, Kelly did it. Amazing. Good stuff. All right.
I like that. It's like that meme of that guy who like gets to like, you know, the third or fourth place on like that little tier thing and he's just like,
yeah, and you're like,
on himself.
That's you.
That's one of my favorite memes.
It's Cecil, so good. Remy, what are you doing with your turn?
Before I go any further, what of is course. This Take thing right in the we right in the it. Middle here?
That's just like a low barrier. It's a low object, maybe 3
Okay, so
feet
I can just
high.
Like hop over that, right? Or walk around it. It doesn't really matter. I think I have enough
If you want to try and walk movement. Over it, I'll say that it'll take an extra 5 feet if you want to climb up.
How do I grab my character, though?
You click.
You're on the wrong mouse, I think.
Yeah, I think you're on the boom mouse. I think you need to be on this mouse.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Yeah. So he's just going to move down.
Strong start. We're still on round 1.
And...
I swear we've played this game before.
We definitely have.
It's been a long time since I played 5e, so...
There's a lot of mice. Okay. You know, Mouse City. Uh-huh. Mouse City. So Cecil, he's going to walk down or kind of march over there over to Leora Huxley and stand right over her. Mm-hmm. But before he does that, he's going to eye Archie and say, if this isn't some kind of setup, go do something about that other Yosoki. As he's talking straight to... Colonel Bolt.
Okay.
And then he walks over to Leora, and now he has Leora on the ground. Mm-hmm. But since he has his pike out, the Vesk behind, well, he's already flanking the Vesk. Yes. Just to clarify, the elemental is between Cecil and the Vesk, but the elemental now has flanking on the Vesk. And anybody else who's attacking reach. That Vesk.
Because you're within reach. Cool. Love it. Yes. Love it. Cool.
Okay. So he's going to walk up and do that. I have reach with my weapon, which gives me 10 feet of reach. And then I have the Swarmer, I believe it's a racial ability, that anybody who is threatening the same creature as me, doesn't matter where you're located.
Got it.
You each get flanking bonus.
That's a cool feat.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, and coupled with a ranged or a reach weapon is awesome. But anyways, he is then going to attack Leora Huxley.
That's the Akatonian pronunciation.
Yeah, she's on the ground, so she's Leora Duxley.
Where?
You'll pay for this tomfoolery.
It's a 10 on the die plus 4. This is going to miss. So it's a plus 4 Leora plus Duxley. 4 plus 2. So, right? So it's 20 to hit.
20 to hit plus 4 plus 4 plus 2 because you're flanking. And it's a plus 4. Why is it plus 4 twice again?
Plus 4 for my attack bonus. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
10 on the die plus 4 for my attack.
Plus
then there's
2 for
4
flanking.
Because she's down on the ground and
that's
two for
minus five. 4 though on her AC.
Yeah, it's minus 4 on my AC.
Same thing.
It's not though because he's
it's
counting.
Not because if I had counted both, then
you're right.
Maybe
you're
you
right.
would have
okay.
hit.
I'll take that back. So
you don't hit.
No.
So it's a 16. Choo-choo! You go to stab. It's right
How
between her legs.
Does she have more than 16 AC on the ground?
You want to do anything else with your turn, Cecil? You moved, you attacked. Do you want to do anything with a swift action?
Nope.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Okay. She does a lot of Pilates. She's really flexible.
She's just into Pilates.
She's really, really into Pilates.
She's hitting the
Okay.
Pilates gym.
Maybe she does acrobatics. She could be Leora Tuxley.
Ooh.
Keep trying, Betty.
Keep trying, Betty. One day you'll get there.
It's pretty decent.
One day you'll get there. It is the Vesk IFF agent who is in the south, the one who's in front of the super sweet lightning elemental.
Oh, yeah.
Take a guarded step closer to Leora, Migo, and Cecil. And they also shoot out this sweet double pole arm, two-handed pole arm. And they're going to, this time, attack Cecil. And they are going to do a... Let's see. I think they're just going to attack you. They're just going to go right for it. Just go right for the jugular here. That is a 10 against KAC, which I believe does not hit your KAC.
It does not.
Yeah, okay. definitely too low. Sweeps over. Both of them suck. They are just, like, I think a little in awe of all of your skills and the fact that things are just goosh, 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 like, moving quickly, and you all are pros at this. You've done this many times. You've heard speeches many times, and you've come out successful, and they're a little maybe intimidated, not mechanically, but they keep missing. Sucks. That's round one. We're at the top of round two. Mm. We are at the top. Woo! Man, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Going to be a good one.
I don't know if I like how giddy you are.
Is Leora ready to fight? Is she Leora Nuxley?
gonna take another sip. Okay,
I have to say, I didn't think there would be this many things that would rhyme with it. But there really are. It's pretty good.
Hall of Fame.
I can name a couple.
Great. You know.
I can name a couple. Okay. Will.
With Leora Puxley, like she's
a hockey player.
She's a hockey player.
Yeah,
Leora Puxley. Yeah, definitely the case.
You're running out of Leora Luxley.
You're running out of Leora Luxley. You're
Leora Luxley.
That was in the hopper. I was waiting for that one.
That is what she says as she goes invisible, casting a spell. You all get attacks of opportunity on her. As she, and by you all, I mean Migo, Cecil, and
Lightning
Elemental.
What's up?
She goes invisible.
Kara also has reach, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Does Kara
has reach? She's got,
because she has the attack lash out.
She's got the lash out.
She's got the lash out, everybody. She's got the lash out. Okay. So let's see what happens.
None of us hit because her AC's like way up there.
She's on the ground, though.
Insane.
So wait, each of us gets attack of opportunity? Is that what she said?
By each of you, I mean everybody but Boom.
Cool.
And obviously not the Vesk IFF agents because they're not going to attack.
Cecil's over here too, though. Cecil can't do it, can he?
I got a dirty 20.
You got a dirty 20.
On the tack lash.
Did you add your 2? Everybody gets a +2 on this.
Why?
My swarmer ability.
Oh, so 22.
Does Kara get a +2?
Yes. If she is threatening the same person that I am threatening, we each get the bonus.
Love it. Cool. Okay. So
22.
To be clear, Cecil, so Kara got a 22. Kev, you got a
12.
Okay. You got a 12. Migo?
15.
15. Lightning Elemental?
48.
Yeah,
easy. Exactly. Ridiculous number.
I'm trying to look up the.
You're gonna be like, miss. Her AC is 30.
Okay.
I'm trying to look up the lightning strike attack to like. See.
It's a +9. It's a +9.
Yeah, +9 to hit.
It's
+9.
In the link that. It's in the link.
What link?
You rolled a crit?
No. It's a D20 +9. I mean, okay, right. I didn't know you sent a link. Which one of these three links is it?
It's the bottom one, I believe. That's the template graph. And then you want to look for a small elemental, and you'll see a melee attack.
No, it'll be the middle one. Mm-hmm. The middle one's the elemental. The graft is the lightning.
All right.
So the Star Jammer SRD.
Rolling on Hero Lab, which is really slow right now. And here we go. Let's see how it goes. All right. That's a... a +1 again? 9, you said?
+9, yep.
Excellent. All right, so that's a 23 to hit.
23. Nice. That's badass.
Woo!
Okay.
They all miss.
Every last one.
Cecil and Migo, you both swing, and it hits, and you feel like you didn't get anything, right? It just totally like goes through and hits the ground and is not at all able to be, you know, go through. Sorry, I'm clicking and thinking at the same time. Kara and Lightning, I need both of you to roll damage.
They don't get a concealment because she's invisible.
I was thinking about that. It feels like as she's one of the things that Starfinder says is that there's no way to clandestinely cast a spell. So you see her casting the spell and starting to go invisible. So it makes sense to me that I'm not going to rule that she would be invisible just by the properties of the spell to incur a penalty
on
that.
Is the spell, is she casting invisibility?
You need to roll mysticism and check to find out.
Yeah. Okay. So Kara hit her with a two.
Two. 2 points of damage. Love it. And what about lightning elemental? It's a 1d6 plus five.
Lash.
Yeah.
The link that was in the chat doesn't work for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, what's the attack?
1d6 plus five.
1d6 plus five. Okay.
Oh, dang. Cool.
I will.
What'd you get?
That's a good stat.
Yeah, that is a good stat. That is a real good stat. Where's Kelly going? He's running. Know. He's running somewhere to get his die.
He's
getting his calculator.
He's getting the real die.
Keep running. Yeah,
he's getting the real die.
Okay,
he remembered he was playing Starfinder.
Eight damage.
Eight.
Love it. Wow. You guys have dealt 22 points of damage to her. That is awesome.
Hey, take this. Ha. Hey, ha.
Woo. Okay. As she's going invisible, you hit her with attack last, Kara. Yes. Love it.
I see.
Not so fast. Cuts across her arm, dealing 2 points of damage. The lightning slam. She is Leora Buxley as her legs kind of twitch. Yay. She continues to go invisible. And right as she does, you see that the signs of like a teleport as she has teleported.
She has so many like attacks. I mean, Hears would blush.
Yeah. Like, so much magic. She used some kind of special ability to go invisible, and then she used the spell teleport or something along those lines.
Yeah, I know.
And that's
a lot.
But did the spell get stopped by the attack?
I can go into this after we finish this whole adventure.
That's fine.
I can
as long as you're aware.
Yes,
they did.
I have done my work. I appreciate you calling on that. I have done my work to make sure that she's
made this character foolproof. You cannot defeat her.
Yep.
Okay, that is her turn. She's still in initiative order. So
she's like still around.
Metagame,
she's still around.
Yeah. We can walk through how, if you want to try and perceive where she is at that time. Question.
Who's next? What's going on? Is the fight over? Are these vests?
That's it. She's gone. See? That's the end of the fight. That's the end of the game. That's it.
That's it.
Looks like your boss took a leave of absence.
Leora ducks because she's ducking out. Oh, is that good?
That's good.
That's good. That's good. Are we all doing it better than Vinny's doing it? Is that what we're doing?
What? No.
What? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I don't like that take at all. I think that's Leora Yuxley.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Am I trying to incense you against her? I don't know. Maybe. Like you, the player? I don't know. All right. A couple things are going to happen.
Wait, is this the impetus of the battle? Is this Leora Cruxley?
Oh.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
That is good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
She's going to land him some mud and be Leora Muxley.
Okay. And then you'll be able to see her. First things first, you hear this sound from the gate. There's a spinning component at the top. As you see lights start to become orange, and then each one by one becomes green, clearly indicating without any sort of engineering check that whatever has happened, the gate has locked on to something, some sort of whatever target. It is locked in, and I will reveal as the gate comes online on the map, as this white light starts to fill the entire aperture of the gate, and you see these like shards of like drift and white starting to move into the gate.
And sure enough, on the map, the gate is now white. It was empty before. It was just a circle, and now it's filled in with white and looks like glass shards. But you said it was targeting somebody?
You can tell pretty quickly that the gate needs a brief moment to dial up and target whatever it's targeting. You probably need to get closer to the console to see exactly what's going on. But it did lock in somewhere. Now, as a result, when that happens, all of you feel this strange sensation in your body. Like the four of you want to be pulled towards the gate as this sense of urging. And I've put it on the map as this like pulse coming towards you, that you all are feeling this urge, like your muscles want to move and maybe your brain does too. There's something in your brain that's like, yeah, I want to go in there.
Yeah, like the nanobots.
And then,
all of us.
Like a moth to the flame.
And then the air behind Cecil begins to shimmer. There's a like heat in the desert. Then flecks of color start to leave streaks through the air. Eagerly followed by Kara, you can see this vertical line of color running along the right angle of the railing and the floor as smoke begins to erupt from this corner over here. That little thing that Kevin asked about, that little console is 3 feet high. Right at the bottom where the straight line meets the floor, smoke begins to come out until you can start to see the silhouette of this smoky, demonic looking canine, and you see the white outlines of black eyes appear as this hound seems to step out of the smoke silently. Part of it somehow is in this world, some of it is not, and there's a voice that fills Cecil's mind as I show you here on the map, and the voice says, "Your misstep will lead to your death." And that's our game.
That's fucking metal.
The dog said this?